Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 24 kumpalakazi 2017 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Usingo lwakhe sibile zenzo zakhe lesibanjalo sakhe ngabantu banye labana baya futhi mina ngingaze ngithi umgabeni angaze abe ngcono ngoba yena umuntu ngumuntu ophambili but engemva ukamkhaya angeke ngimthele ngeke.
Umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo ele People's Democratic Union umnumzana Christopher Sivindi lamhla utshele intatheli izindaba ukuthi kaboni umongameli Mnangagwa egcwaliswa isithembiso sakhe sokuthi kuqhutshwe ukhetho olukhululekileyo.
Sizisela ke abahambayo abayemakhaya ukuphepha ukuphepha ezindleleni nabasalayo besale bezihathe kahle beze bebuye siqale njalo unyaka singabantulayo
izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe kanye lezisezweni silungiselela ilanga lekhisimusi kusasa. Ababe ngabaphathi intambo bakahulumende umnumzana Jason Machaya nomnumzana Joseph Mate bengadlalela ikhisimusi ejele ngoba belokhu bevalelwe esitokisini besetheswa icala lenkohlakalo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Kheli webandla eliphikisayo ele People's Democratic Union umnumzana Christopher Sivindi lamhla utshele intatheli izindaba ukuthi kaboni umongameli Mnangagwa igcwalisa isithembiso sakhe sokuthi kuqhutshwe ukhetho oluza kwemukelwa ngumuntu wonke ngoba luqhutshwe ngendlela efaneleyo. UMavis Kamausi thulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Usivindi uthi sekuzambela uZulu weZimbabwe alungiselele ukuqondana lababubutho ababeka umlando wokusekela lokulondoloza ibandla leZANU-PF. Emhlanganweni lentatheli izindaba wokuveza injongo yebandla lakhe ekuthini lizophathe kanjani kukhetho luka-2018 owenzelwe eHarare Club. Usivindi uthe kamthembi umongameli Mnangagwa ekuzigcwaliseni lezo zithembiso ngoba efana nje lobe ngumongameli eminyakeni yangemuva umnumzana Robert Mugabe.
Engawuthiwa into yokuzalana ngiyaxolisa ukuthi ngizawuthi uyabe efana lomnawa. So usiko lwakhe sibili lezenzo zakhe lesibanjalo sakhe ngabantu banye labana baya futhi mina ngingaze ngithi umgabeni angaze abe ngcono ngoba yalo muntu ngumuntu owayephambili but engemva ukamkhaya angeke ngimthebe ngeke.
Usibindi uthi yena lebandla lakhe bazangena ukhetho lomnyaka ozayo bancintise kuzo zonke izigaba zalo.
Kukhetho sangena kakhulu kule nto esizibeke esilungisayo kade sizibeke in place ukuze ma kubonakala abantu abathwele izibhamu kuthiwa bangama-veteran ezindaweni sazi ukuthi sisebenza nabo kanjani. Asivela singeke sikusebenze sisukuyekele kusenzakala.
La mazwi asekelwe ngesinye seziphathamandla eHarare umnumzana Onias Bebe othi kuvele kusobala ukuba eleZANU-PF lizanqoba kulolu khetho noma kanjani. Umnumzana Bebe uthi ukungeniswa kwababubutho kuzikhundla zokukhankasela ibandla elibusayo kungenye yendlela ezosetshenziswa ukubona ukuthi liyanqoba kulolu khetho luka-2018.
iZANU-PF izawina mabachiya amathiwa beyenza ama-sanctions bona becampaign ngapha becampaign ukuthi kona begijima besaleza abakhampeni bengakhampeni. No, this guy is right. He's seen it ukuthi akula muntu la asiwaboni thina. It's just vote registering kodwa ke zivezele ukuthi bavotele ubani. Bavotele iZANU-PF bonke abavoregister baregistele ukuthi bevotele iZANU-PF. iZANU-PF yawina futhi next time, trust me.
Umongameli Mnangagwa uthembisa uZulu ukuba kuzoqhutshwa ukhetho ngendlela eyiyo inkulumo ahlezi engayo kusukela ingena esikhundleni sokuba ngumongameli welizwe. Kodwa abamabandla ezombusazi waphikisayo ahlezi esithi kumele kube lenguquko kundlela ukhetho oluqhutshwa ngayo kuqala kwezemithetho yakhona yona abahlezi bekhala ngayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare nginguMavis Gama.
Ababe ngaba patenta mboba kahulumende umnumzana Jason Machaya lomnumzana Joseph Mate bengadlalela ikhisimusi ejele ngoba belokhu bevalelwe esitokisini besetheswa icala lenkohlakalo. Umnumzana Machaya wayengusiba lukhulu weMidlands uvalelwe esitokisini seGogwe Prison eGogwe Center. Umnumzana Mate wayengumphathinta mboga chalo kahulumende lwezokulima uvalelwe enkambeni yamapholisa eHarare. Abaphathintambo abambalwa ababotshiwe kunyanga edluleyo selokhu umnumzana Mnangagwa wathatha intambo zombuso esithi ufuna ukuqeda ukungathembeki elizweni. Unobhala jikelele webandla le-MDCT umnumzana Douglas Monsora lamhla utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi iphephandaba le-Newsday alilobanga iqiniso elipheleleyo ngodaba lokwabiwa kwezikhundla kubandla le-MDC kanye lelomanyano we-MDC Alliance. Umnumzana Monsora uthi usechazisele ibandla lakhe ukuthi yena wayesithi i-MDCT izakhetha abazamela izigaba zonke elizweni kukhetho oluzayo, okutsho ukuthi kungakhethwa owe-MDC Alliance, owe-MDCT uzasuka amtshiyele leyo ndawo yokuncintisa. Uthi kachongo ukuthi abananzi umanyano we-MDC Alliance. Izolo bese kungani kuqhamuke kungazwisisani lapho umnumzana Tshwangirai ethule umbiko obutshengisa ukucunuka okukhulu ngalolu daba esithi umnumzana Monsora ubezikhulumela umbono wakhe nje. Osomabhizimusi bamabhasi lemichova bathi ibhizimusi inhle kakhulu kulandela ukukhwezwa kwabo intengo yokuya emaphandleni ehlukeneyo. Intathelo zindaba yethu bathabile masuku sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Uphenyo olwenziwe yiStudio 7 emarenkini enkulumane complex kanye ledolobheni luveze ukuthi abahambi bayagada amabhasi lanxa intengo ikhweziwe. Usomabhizimusi oxoxele Studio 7 umnumzana Andrew Nyengani uthe ibhizimusi iningi ngalesi sikhathi.
Sina sevele sikhwezile ngalesi sikhathi ngoba i-business yethu vele iba labantu abaningi kumbe ngathi le demand ngezikhathi zamakhefu. Yikho lapha lathi senza khona imali. Phakathi kwesikhathi siyabe siphomba ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bazi ukuthi kulamabhasi ahamba esiye emakhaya. Yikho khathi sikhwezile ngoba abantu baningi abavele behamba le mpahla njalo ziningi. Sihamba sitshaya ama-trip engathi ngama-one way. Yikho sikhwezile le mali yakhona ngoba nxa siphenduka sivele emakhaya, siphenduka kuvele kungela muntu.
Omunye usomabhizimusi umnumzana Matthew Sibanda uthe imali yokugada amabhasi ikhwelile kuzo zonke indawo njalo ibhizimusi iyahamba okwenyanga yonale.
Misikula amalanga khanyakala iyahamba okweminyanga yonale uDisemba kusiya kuJanuwari ngoba kuyaphithizela abantu baye emakhaya, amabhasi bonke sekubhizinisi yetransport hayi kuyasebenzeka. But bakhala nge-transport ubana ama-price akhuphukile abantu ukugibela amabhasi besiya emakhaya ukuyabona izihlobo zabo. Ngaleyo ndlela lathi kunzima ukuthi sithi ama-price angakhuphuki ngoba khanyakala i-demand enkulu kakhulu ku-transport ebekuhambisa abantu ngendawo zabo ezijiyeneze emakhaya.
Unkosikazi Dudu Mdluli obegada ibhasi eya eKhezi uthi abanye abamabhasi abavumi ukubhadalwa nge-eco cash.
Mina ngiyakhala kakhulu ibhasi yakithi eKhezi lapha ikhwelile from $8 yafika ku-$12 singakakubali le mpahla khona lapho, so imali zakhona seziziningi kakhulu and bafuna le cash lokuthi sayithatha ngaphakathi asazi. Siyakhala kakhulu ngentengo le, so ngathi uhulumende omutsha lo angayehlisa intengo lezi sigade ngama-price ayiwo and basivumele ukuthi sigade ngabo i-eco cash.
Evumelana lomdluli unkosikazi Maria Bebe uthe imali ikhweziwe kakhulu okuza kwenza ukuthi basale belohlupho lokuswela imali ngenyanga kaZibandlela oludume ngokuthi yi-January disease.
Thina besigayela ukugada ibhasi ngama-$10 nxa sisiya emakhaya konke kundawonye le-luggage, kodwa kathesi sesichajwa ukuthi umuntu ulele iprize yakhe le-luggage le-prize yakho okusuka kube nzima cause imali yangkhona isukube ningi ngapha befuna i-cash. Abantu saye sesikhala singasela mali ze-school fees into eziningi ngoba zasezifunakala ngo-January. Lokhu kunzima kakhulu, besingacela ukuthi behlise intengo kancane.
Osakhulayo obegada ibhasi eya eLupane unkosikazi Thokozile Nyathi uvumelane lo Bebe lomdluli.
Tini intengo yamabhasi price yamabhasi selupani isichayile kakhulu ngapho bafuna le cash singalayo le cash yakhona ibhasi ekhwelisuka ku $8 siya ku $12 becharge beza charge le luggage yodwa so kusehlula kakhulu ngoba sebesifuna le mali yokuba chiyele ekhaya esigaya sesiswela lokuthi sibachiyele ngoba yonke imali yami siphelele emabhasini.
Ngamakhefu ekhisimusi minyaka yonke, imali zokugada ziyakhwezwa mahlayana nje, njalo uhulumende kathathi manyathelo okuqondisa lokhu. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngikoBulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Njani mahlabe zulu, linjani zulu kandaba. Sifisa ukulibikela ukuthi silethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe suku zonke ngo 6 a.m., 2 p.m. la ngo 7 p.m. eZimbabwe. Lisibamba kumakakasi ati 909 meter wave 4930 15580 la ku 6080 shortwave frequencies. Lila kunjalo ukusithola ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ku Facebook ukhasi lethule VOA Ndebele.
Land of sunshine, land of plenty, land of blue sky, land of promise, overflowing, milk and honey, that's where I wanna be, it's a place for you and me.
Abe Zimbabwe abahlala kwele South Africa abangayanga ekhaya sebeqalisile ukuqhuba amagigi ekhisimusi achiyeneyo kuqhonswa imiculo yasekhaya lemigido. Iningi labo lithi khisimusi enhle kuzihlobo labangane ekhaya. UBenedict Nhlapho sipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Sekusele nje amahola ambalwa ukuthi le kusele khisimusi kodwa kuningi labo eZimbabwe eJohannesburg amagigi ekhisimusi kudala eqalile. Iningi labo baphuma baya endaweni zokuzithokozisa ukugoqela iZuluk lapho othola khona bengamaqenjaqenjana uzwe nje ngomculo wasekhaya ukuthi laba ngabakwelikamzilikazi abanye baqhuba amagigi la ezindlini zabo. Amalungu enhlanganiso yabalobi bakithi ngabanye ababe le gigi egoli. Isizalwane seZimbabwe uNkosazana Mesibundla laye obeyingxenye yala magigi uthi baquqa la magigi njengendlela yokuhlangana njengezalwane zeZimbabwe besemukela uKhisimusi.
Silepe well eyokuvalelisana phela komnyaka sijabula sibonga konke sesikwenzele sesilekikho. Sifisela ke abahambayo abayemakhaya ukuphepha ezindleleni labasalayo besale beziphathe kahle beze bebuye siqale ngaminyaka singabaphilayo sona.
Usonkondlo weZimbabwe waziwayo umnumzana Bongani Ncube yena uthi kunengi labo yiyo indlela abavala ngayo umnyaka.
Siyajabula namhlanje kulusuku lokuvalelisana abaya emakhaya sibavisela ihlahla kubo bonke abazabakwenza abazali emakhaya sibavisela ihlahla singathi bangadlala kuhle sithe sihlangane futhi ngonyaka ozayo singabaphilileyo sonke siqhubeke ngomsebenzi omuhle esikwenzayo ukuvuselela ulimi lwakithi.
Nkosazana Sibonginkosi Ndlovu yena uthi lobanje bengaphumelelanga ukuya ekhaya ngezizathu ezijeneyo izinhliziyo zikhonale esihlotsheni lebanganini.
Ngifisela bonke abasekhaya abahaya ekhaya uhambo oluhle futhi labasekhamba sisele isithunzi omuhle labahambayo ngibabuye bekhumbule ukusebenza khonale elime bengashile ngakanjeniasi.
Kuningi lala magigi kuyosiwa udliwa zonke ezifele umlonyeni ongasicabanga kanti abanathayo inlimi bahle bazithwatike ezambeni ukuze babunkunkuluze kahle. Abagida bona bathi liyazele ukuthi chatha elakusasa bengakabuquthi. Melestudio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa ngingoBenedict Nhlapho.
Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Okwamanje sengilithiya ezandleni zikaMike Hove weStudio 7 esethulela iziphathelane labasakhulayo.
Yikudibana kohlelo labasakhulayo, ngingumike Hove. Yo, bafethu.
sekulesikhathi singakaxhumana. Kodwa hayi sengibuyile uhlelo leuthandayo. Namhlanje kuhlelo siphatha udaba mayelana ngokukhethwa osekwenzwe ngu-retired General Chiwenga kanye lomnumzana Kembo Mohati. Uthi babe ngabasekeli bakamongameli Mnangagwa kubanda elibusayo. Ngifuna ukuza ukuthi abontanga njalo umphakathini wakomthwakazi lithini ngalokho. Ngixoxa lo Zenzo Nyoni ongisakhulayo olwela amalungelo abontanga. Nyoni Nyoni ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga bhuti wami. As young people, bhuti wami, we are very much concerned. For us, we are very much concerned. Kwezi kusithethe kusifake esibangeni sokuphelelwa ngoba lokho kusitshengisa ukuthi lokho it's a key coup eyenzakele elizweni ngobana ngokuthatha uChiwenga efakwe esiba engumsekeli kamongameli. Kithi thina njengobontanga kusikhombisa ukuthi kuyindlela obongwa ngayo. As of now, I say army singathi it's an independent institute. It's an army that is biased, a affiliate with the ruling party. And njengama citizens, njengabontanga, kusitshengisa ukuthi kutho ukuthi njengama parties akhona, nxa uvele ungasela budlelwano le army, awusoze uyenelise ukuma ukhuluma iqiniso njengesimeli selizwe esizama ukuthi silungisise ilizwe.
Singakhangela i-timeline ekhona since umongameli odlule umnomzana uMgabe washiya umsebenzi. A lot has happened. Isibonelo luhlelo lwabo i-Operation Restore Legacy esanda ukugqiba. Do you not think ukuthi ukungena okwenziwe yi-army kuyinto esesize abantu eZimbabwe?
Ngiyabonga ephuthi Mike. Lelo kasiloqiniso kasivumelani ephuthi Mike. I think nxa yona i-ambitity is restoring in i-order or whatever legacy, it's automatically dismally to us as young people. Ngoba sibonile thina imbada diamond ibingagcinwanga nguchombo ibigcine i-army. We need to know ukuthi ama-diamond embada aphelela ngaphi. Abantu abahlukunyezwa baxotshwa ezigabeni zabo namanje bayahlupheka labana bantu.
Yini umbono wakho mayelana lokukhethwa osekwenziwe u-retired General Chiwenga kanye lo Kembo Mohati ukuthi babe ngabasekeli bakamongameli kubandla elibusayo?
Kakhulu ngizakhuluma ngoChiwenga. I think now it's his turn ukuthi abongwe. Vele into ekade ivele i-strategize before, with my own understanding as an individual, because I don't foresee mina commander we army after what he has done as siba ngu deputy president of the country, and at the same time Major General Moyo like as siba ku foreign affairs. Already it tells us as young people that this is a military rule.
Ubona ngani ukhetho loluzabe lukhetho olukhululekileyo na njengalokho okushiywe ngumongameli Mnangagwa?
But Mike, asilabo ubufakazi obubhaliweyo kumbe sesibubonile esingathi thina uMnangagwa usithembisa iqiniso. Ukhuluma okokudinga ama-investors and more so sokule army amasotha amabutho, abantu sebehlebele panic yokuthi ngcono sibavotele ngoba laba abantu anilibona ukuthi bayenze nomgaba umuntu atengaphumiyo pho thina bazasenzani.
Hayi Nyoni, ngikuzwile kahle, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Bekuhle ukuba la uhlelo ndaba.
Ngiyabonga mfowethu Mike.
Bafethu, singakagqiba uhlelo wathi ngibala imilayezelo yenu elifake kukhasi lethu ele-VOA Ndebele ebulenjini obe-Facebook ngodaba lolu. Siyabonga kakhulu ngama-comments. Uthi Nasho Mkhoni uthi, maybe bazatshintsha isimo somnotho welizwe lethu, bazaletha umsebenzi kuzulu wonke weZimbabwe. Umdluli nomduduzi Felistus Nonhlanhla yena uthi one vice president is all right. Mdluli, ngiyakuzwa baba. Umelusi Midlamini uthi sekuzikhanyela ukuthi kwakukhuphle. Ukhanya ngani? Eyi, uDlamini uyavumelana kanye lo Nyoni. Hayi bafethu, isikhathi so sesiphelile. Masidibane ngeviki ezayo, same place same time. Ngiyalifisela nonke ikhisimusi enhle, mthwakazi omuhle. Olivalelisayo nguMike Hobe, lilale.
Sizweni uGibbs Dube esethulela ezamasiko lokuphila kwabantu.
Senganamasiko
wenziwe manje
lobaba mkhulu.
Ngokudaba kuhlelo lomasiko lokuphila kwabantu zonke zonke. Namhla ke sixoxa ngodaba oluqakathekileyo kakhulu, udaba lokuthi nxa uthando soluphelile endlini pho luvuzelelwa njani. Nginenhlanhla ngoba ngilonkosikazi Rejoice Mncube ukhona ngale ke eJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Kuzobuya ke ubaba usikhumbuzo moyo laye ukhona ngale kwele South Africa. Mncube, lithona njani?
Siyathona baba.
Ye, baba moyo ungawuthona njani?
Siyathona, lithona njani?
Hayi kulungile moya. So sikhaze ngawe ke nkosikazi Mncube. Akutsho ukuthi uthando lungazolo phela sibe endlini. Luvuselelwa njani?
oya benga sela chado ubawa orogu mama la balu pela mazonke kuya uzo baku kutipenda futu kuti kupela nga ipi mpela giti
mhm
so ifu kupela angazi kuti nga kupela giti hivi kate kati woba be tipenda ifu kulo kuti kulo kutolela na parati kibeke kajala giti
mhm
kuti ba siti lese oro hime ni cholayo oro ubabo cholayo lapho yikho ugcina khona uthando lwakho nangasekho right endlini.
Aha. Pho-ke kuvuselelwa njani nxa sokunjalo?
Liyahlala phansi lo baba libize umuntu omdala then libike udaba lwenu libe selilibe selimchazela lalo umuntu omdala ngiyozolulungisa-ke udaba lwenu ukuthi luba njani uthando lwenu luvuselele.
Ye, baba moyo uyazwela lapha-ke ukuthi kukhona khona okungahlupha kuvuselelwa njani nxa kunjalo?
Kuthi kuyatshiyana ukuphela kwakhona lungaphela kokuthi kukhona kokuthi khona indaba ekhona elihluphana eyenziwa ngomunye wenu phakathi kwenu yilo oluvuselelwayo kodwa lokuphela kusoluphelile ukuthi omunye kaliselalo uthando komunye hhako suka kube yinkinga luvuseleleko olunjalo ngaze kungenela umuntu omdala kungenela amakhansilar ngabe luphelile ngeke kube kubambana ukuthi omunye uvele kasathandi yena uthando ukuthi alukho luphelile makuyinto yokuthi yinto encane nje elungisesekayo kufanele lilungisise yona leyo nto then kube sokubuyelelwana sokuyahamba kusiya phambili.
Ye, siyabona ukuthi-ke nkosikazi Mncube esilungwini wezwa kuthiwa-ke ngisakhipho wami siyekwenza kulokhu kuthiwa yidina kumbe ngimkhiphe ama-out so akutsho ukuthi yikho phela lokhu kuba seluthando ukuthi luhlale lukhona.
Hayi lokhu ngezinye indlela kuyabe kuyikuhlanganisa ifu kumbe libe lingasakhulumisana endlini ngoba layo liyifamily layo lingekho two so ngayenza ukuthi ube yi-three four five akithi so kuzoyenza ukuthi lawo ugcine linjani ngixoxisana njalo kukhulule inhliziyo ugcine lawo leyane into iya ibheda enhliziyweni yakho or kuyintado ibambile enhliziyweni yakho.
Aha, baba moyo.
Uthando nginyamazane engingatsho ngathi ma ngidiscuse ukuthi inkalakata amanga wona amanga akaze abe right ukuthi omunye uyabe sephambukile entweni elalizithembisene ukuthi lizozenza yikho isikhathi esiningi okusuka kube yinkinga ukuthi ma kukhulunywa amanga wona amanga azavela abuya avele egcekeni so yiwenza abantu bagcine bengasawelelayo.
Nkosikazi Mncube.
Mina engikushoyo ukuthi abantu vele kulungile ukuthi ifu liphambanisana lihlale phansi likhulumisane nobunye wakho lixolisane liqhubeke njalo ngothando.
Lambafitshani baba moyo.
Ikakhulu uthando lwami sukwakhiwa ngomama ukwenza into ezinhle ezifunwa ngobaba nokulalela yena onguye wamlandayo ungalaleli kakhulu abantu bangaphandle uma ulalela yena kuzokwenza uthando lwakho luqine.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ke ndithatha leli thuba ukuthi mbonge ubaba usikhumbuzo moyo ukhona ngale ke kwele South Africa incwadi kwezamasiko esintu mbonge ke lo mama ke urejoyce Mncube khona ngale ke eJohannesburg laye lingathino lakusasa zihlobo zami mbokele kakhulu.
Hayi, lathi siyabonga
Oliver lisemoyeni ngenjabulo umthembo sithembayo uKeeps Dube lilali
siyabonga Keeps. Iqembu leZebra Revolution yilo elinqobe kumncintiswano wenguqu oqoqwe inhlanganiso yeFortune Fokoza Ncube Foundation ebunjwe ngumdlali osewathatha umhlala phansi uFortune Fokoza Ncube oqhutshelwe elokitshini laseNtombane ngomgqibelo. Intathe yezindaba ethu ezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Uncube uthi usungule iFortune Fokoza Ncube Foundation ngoba izama ukubancede umphakathi weNtumbane njengomuntu ozalelwe wakhulela khona njalo waqala khona ukudlala ibhola. Uthi kuyamdanisa kakhulu ukubona inkundla akhula idlalela kuyo ingasasetshenziswa abasakhulayo sebetshonela ukuganga.
Intumbane iyaziwa nge-high drug abuse so ngizama ukuthi khonakhona ncedisane le-community yethu ukuthi sikhiphe abantwana labo esimweni esinjengasona leso lokugcina behambe emajele so yinto engizama ukuthi ngilungise.
amaqembu abafana baleminyaka elithumi lane aphathe umncintiswano wokuqala uqoqwe inhlanganiso ye-Fortune for Kozancube Foundation ophiwe igama elithi Fortune for Kozancube Foundation Invitational Tournament ngabalisa ele-City Rovers, ele-Zebra Revolution, ele-Famza kanye lele-Young Flying Stars. Kusigaba se-semifinal iqembu le-Zebra Revolution linqobe ele-City Rovers nge-2-1 kuthi ele-Young Flying Stars linqobe ele-Famza nge-4-3 ngemva kokutshaya kwembekwa. Kufinali iqembu le-Zebra Revolution okuliqembu lomdlali weqembu le-FC Platinum uMkhokheli Dube linqobe ele-Young Flying Stars okuliqembu lomdlali osewathatha umhlala phansi uColin Nyambiya nge-3-2. Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Football Association Bulawayo Province uMkhululi Mthunzi utshayele ihlombe abadlali asebathatha umhlala phansi abalenhlelo zokuthuthukisa umdlalo wenguqu endaweni abakhulela kuzo.
Bona ama-former players amaningi ebuya back ku-community abakhulisayo bezoplawa back. Ubiya DTVSM was also invited to Plumtree kule jakuthiwa ngulucky mkhosana laye wenza khonokho okufanayo namhla sibona uFokoza laye esenza the same thing. So we are seeing a trend ukuthi abafana they are coming back and trying to help abanawabo.
Inhlanganiso ye-Fortune for Kozancube Foundation iphe imvuzo kubadlali abaqhube kuhle ekupheleni komncintiswano, njalo laba ngabagoqela uMasimba Khwatara weqembu le-Young Flying Stars, yena okhethwe ukuba yi-player of the tournament. Unozinti oncinte abanye nguPrince Nsingo, ohlohleka nenye nguWilliam Magasa. Umqeqeshi osebenze kuhle kakhulu nguBekithemba Biwi weqembu le-Zebra Revolution. Umdlali obekhahlela ibhola ngendlela enathisa amanzi nguBlessing Ncube weqembu le-City Rovers ukuthi ohlohle igoli elimangalise izibukeli nguPrince Dube weqembu le-Zebra Revolution. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Ngimbonela ticket lakhe esandleni ongelalo ehlike isiqwanga phambili akula sotsi kanti wena masalu wangikhangela ngelihle ngani uyangifanisa nithi asibhadale nini imota yamakhiwa phela lami imota leyo kayiso yami hawu
untwana mcenyana ngisho kuwe kondakita akungimisele umthengi ngifuna ukuyandinceda kona fanele ngifile mntanami.
Okay, ngakulunqedo kuphela masalu, don't worry. Kanti uzazinceda wedwa njani? Baza uya baza kunceda, okay?
Ngitshenzi lencane, hawu.
Kanti vele wona omama babe siyangazi ngesikhathi samaholiday befuna ukusiphuzisa nje. Asifuni ukufika ekhaya inkukhu sezivalelwe thina. Hawu.
Hayi, hayi, hayi. Lingabangenza so. Anti lami kade ngizolungisa ama certificates abantu abami. Kanti ngiyakwazi ukuthi ama certificates ayakhathaza kangaka kulezi insuku. Selifuna ukuthi abana abantwana baqotshe isikole abeni befunda. Kanti linjani?
Mama uhlaza choko akula office evuliweyo ngalezinsuku zeholiday yijuku phela yokuzotayimela ibonus yethu unyawo yetankini driver nyathela amafutha mfana wami achintsha amagiya ingabheka ngizakufakazela
bana mukuma ndanza kunaka bana njazi shini njazi bayisi banzi yalaka yi badi kubama jaivi yalakiza
Rakanangana nemi boko maranda naika nasa ndisikuda any standing passenger saka munhu wese ngagare pasi titange kufamba ko imi mama makagogara pa passage ndati ndisikuda standing passenger indaba
hai tajaila kedu ndavya nechinomo changu atizvisoloni zvavanhurume vanhu kachi vanogara pasi.
Umculo kaMoyi uPaul Matangire ngesikhathi izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe kanye lezi selizweni zilungiselela ilanga lekhisimusi kusasa. selugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikho napha eWashington DC. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.